Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. On today's show, we'll be listening to highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, and featuring singer Carmen Bradford. She was a sudden substitute guest for trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, who was on the schedule for the pair of concerts, but he had a medical emergency which prevented his traveling to Seattle for this SRJO concert. He is recovering nicely and will be okay, but the pressure was on 6 days before the concerts to find a substitute and a new program. After a search for a suitable substitute, it was Wycliffe himself who made a few calls and found that Carmen Bradford was available and willing to come to Seattle on short notice. A few more phone calls and she was engaged for these concerts, and a new program was drawn up to feature her with this SRJO. Carmen is best known as the last singer hired by the late Count Basie to sing with his band. She comes with excellent credentials as the daughter of singer Melba Joyce and trumpeter Bobby Bradford. She left college to sing with the Basie band from 1982 to 1990 and recorded with the band when it was led by Frank Foster. She has guested on recordings with George Benson, Dory Kiamy, and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and she has several CDs under her own name. She's toured widely and is a vocal professor at the University of Southern California. The concert opens with a couple of instrumental selections as the band warms up before the appearance of Carmen Bradford, and the first is drawn from the band's latest recording, The Kansas City Suite by Benny Carter. This section is called Miss Missouri, opening with Randy Halberstadt at the piano and Phil Sparks on bass. Mm-hmm.
Robert Satt on the piano. Dan Marcus on trombone. And Travis Ranney on the tenor saxophone. Miss Missouri.
We'd like to feature now our lead trombonist, David Marriott Jr., playing a piece that was written by the great J.J. Johnson. We hope you enjoy David's rendition of Lament.
Thank you. David Marriott. Lovely ballad.
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. And here to introduce the guest artist is co-director Clarence A. Cox.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been 10 years running since we've been trying to get this lady on the stage with the SRJO. And she bailed us out big time this week. We didn't know who we were going to be able to get, but very fortunately, she was available, and we were very happy to hear that. She's a marvelous singer and a marvelous human being. I would love for you to put your hands together and welcome to the stage, Miss Carmen Bradford.
Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This will be my shining hour. Calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Like the light of hope before me, or an angel watching on me. This will be my shining hour till I'm with. Darkness of the Marriott. Much we thank you. What a wonderful honor it is for me to be here with you today. Yes, it is unfortunate that Wycliffe couldn't make it, but I'm happy to see you. Bless his heart, I love him so much, and I so appreciate him thinking of me. I'm gonna keep moving. We're gonna get a little greasy on this next one, so we hope you like it.
How much you would like, baby, baby, to still be friends. Always Mr. Nice Guy. There's no easy way to say goodbye. Now I know your words are more for you than me. Baby, baby, what you wanna do is leave guilt-free. I can still see the hurt in your eyes. There's no easy way to say goodbye. Oh, do we dance the last dance? You holding me tight. Suddenly it no longer feels right. Do we toast to a new year while we're apart? Well, what's to celebrate about a broken heart? Now I've been on the right. about a broken heart. Well, I've been on the other side of the fence. Baby, walk out the door. Love like a man. I can still see the hurt in your eyes. There's no easy way to say
Thank you. Mark Taylor. Yes, Dave. Yes, 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 baby. We thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. One, two. I want two, three, four. This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet. Because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes. Hey.
Carmen Bradford singing with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from the 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Once again, here's Carmen Bradford.
You know, I was the last vocalist that Count Basie hired. I got to work with him for about a year before he passed away. And this next number I'm going to do is a tune that I recorded with the Count Basie Orchestra. The arrangement was written for me by the late, great Frank Foster. It's on the Legend, the Legacy album, the Count Basie Orchestra. It is an arrangement that gave me wings. Mr. Basie allowed me to soar, but Frank Foster's arrangements, anything written by him, just allowed me to really do my very, very best.
Young and foolish, why is it wrong to be? soon enough, the carefree days, the sunlit days go by. Soon enough, the bluebird
Dale. Gonna have to pack up my things. I'm gonna walk.
They say the dollar goes from hand to hand, but before I see it go from woman to woman, I drink muddy water, then sleep out in a hollow log. Yes, I would. I love you, baby, but you just won't be fair. I don't believe you know how to be on the square. So go on and have your fun, and if you must, but before I have another man that I cannot trust, I drink muddy water, then sleep out in a hollow log. Yeah, yeah,
Carmen Bradford.
You're listening to a concert with Carmen Bradford singing with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and it's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
This next number we're going to do is titled Ill Wind. The arrangement is written by the great Sammy Nestico. We hope you love it. Go! To blame. So We thank you. We thank you so much. Bill Ramsey and I were on the Basie Band at the same time. Isn't that wonderful? My darling. So that's why you hear me calling him Uncle Bill. Can you imagine being the only girl with 17 old people like that? Ooh-wee, it's all I have to say. My word. It's something, Truck. Well, you were young then. You were the only one. But I was 22, and there were 17 of them. All of them, except for Bill, were at least my father's age. I'm going to say my grandpa or my great-grandfather's age. But it was quite the experience. Quite the experience. All right, here we go.
To drifters,
to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend, moon, river and me.
Thank you so much. We thank you. Randy Halberstadt. Yes, sir.
Randy Halberstadt accompanying Carmen Bradford in a duo performance,
yes,
from this concert at the Kirkland Performance Center, and the great song Moon River. Time for just one more as we'll move toward the finale from the show, from this concert. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Again, Carmen Bradford.
I want to do an album with these gentlemen. I just have to figure out how I'm going to pay for it, so I would really love to do that. You guys are so incredible. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you, Clarence. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you. We have reached the end of our show. I know it went by so quick, didn't it? But thank you so very much. Thank you, Wycliffe Gordon. I am so happy to be here with you, and maybe they will have me back when it's not a crisis. I don't mind being the girl that you call when you have a crisis. Whatever circumstance, I'm just grateful to be here. Thank you so very much. We love being here with you, and God bless you. Thank you.
east, I love the west, and north and south, they're both the best. But I'd only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, and what is more, with you there, they'd never be a bore, 'cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a crazy game. Love all kinds of weather, long as we're together, I like to hear you say my name. I like good wine, fine cuisine, candlelight, I love the sea. Baby, if you know what I mean, 'cause I love being here with you. Well, I dance by Fred Astaire and Brando's eyes, you'll bring his hair. I think to tell you it's only fair that I love being here with you. Cary Grant, oh, do Dante, his utter charm just takes me away. Don't get me wrong, how do you say that I love being here with you? Basie's band is swinging, I love Ella singing. Hey, there's something else you know. They know how to play it, they know how to say it. They just wind it up and let it go. I'm a girl that loves the thrill. New York shows, wanna kiss the Rennies now. Baby, let me tell you before I close that I love being here with you.
Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
You've been listening to a concert with Carmen Bradford as guest soloist with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. The concert was recorded in performance at the Kirkland Performance Center and is part of the annual series of concerts presented by the SRJO. The final pair of concerts of the current season take place June 20th and 21st, Saturday the 20th at Nordstrom Recital Hall in Seattle, and then on Sunday, June 21st at 2 in the afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center. The subject at that time will be Mingus, Let My Children Hear Music, the music of Charles Mingus in the next pair of concerts by the SRJO. If you'd like more information about the orchestra and its concert series, see their website at srjo.org. Before we leave you today, I want to mention a few items coming up on the jazz calendar. It's a packed week with lots of good stuff. Today, the Improvised Music Project Festival is concluding with composer and bassist Steve Swallow plus Kong Vu, Ted Poor, and Richard Carpin at the UW Ethnic Cultural Center Theater in the U District. Mark Seal's quartet's playing this afternoon at 4 at the Waterfront Community Center on Bainbridge Island, and guitarist Mimi Fox will be at the Marine View Church in Tacoma at 5, and Brian Nova's big band plays at 7:30 tonight at the Triple Door. The PLU Jazz Ensemble plays at 3 this afternoon at Tula's. Monday night, Tim Burns' Snake Oil plays at the Royal Room, part of Earshot's Spring Series. And Wednesday, the Ballard Jazz Festival begins 4 nights of performances with the Brotherhood of the Drum. Groups led by Michael Shreve, Gene Coy, and Julian McDonough play at Connor Burns in Ballard. Thursday, the Ballard Jazz Festival has a guitar summit with Peter Bernstein, John Stoll, and Jerry Hahn leading groups at Connor Burns. Friday, the Ballard Jazz Festival includes a concert with Peter Bernstein Trio and David Friesen's Circle 3 at the Nordic Heritage Museum, and a ticket for that concert also includes the Ballard Jazz Walk, with 17 groups playing in 8 locations. The main stage concert on Saturday night features Eric Alexander with Peter Bernstein Trio and the Lucas Pino Nonet Nonet, including Roxy Cost, Jay Thomas, David Marriott, David Clement, and others. More info at BallardJazzFestival.com. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Kirkland Performance Center and Howard Mostrom, who did house sound and assisted with the recording. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedar Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.